This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Vivero Letter by Desmond Bagley, read by Paul Tyerman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. I made good time on the way to the West Country. The road was clear, and there was only an occasional car coming in the other direction to blind me with the headlights. Outside Honiton, I pulled off the road, killed the engine, and lit a cigarette. I didn't want to arrive at the farm at an indecently early hour, and besides, I had things to think about. They say that eavesdroppers never hear good of themselves. It's a dubious proposition from the logical standpoint, but I certainly hadn't disproved it empirically. Not that I had intended to eavesdrop. It was one of those accidental things you get yourself into with no graceful exit. So I just stood and listened and heard things said about myself that I would rather not have heard. It had happened the day before at a party, one of the usual semi-impromptu lash-ups which happen in swinging London. Sheila knew a man who knew the man who was organising it and wanted to go, so we went. The house was in that part of Golders Green which prefers to be called Hampstead, and our host was a with it wizard.